Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we hear number 5 and number 4 in our top 5 favorite songs of the Monkees countdown, as voted on by you. A couple of Monkee covers by The Ventures and The Shadows. A special Toonami is in the forecast. 2 songs with Sean Young, including an exclusive premiere of a tune from an upcoming project of his. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys and her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. And we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. And we've got a great variety of tunes handpicked just for you. The Astronauts, the Manicouras, Low Straitjackets, Cayucas, the Surfaris, the Jangles, the Anderson Council, Man or Astroman, Atomic Drag, and still there's more. Up next, from the self-titled release available September 9th on High Tide Recordings and produced by Surfer Joe, this is Bradipose 4 and When the Sirens Sing.
Can't you hear me?
when I call. Well, you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all. Well, you got me a working boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let Jimmy stop, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just all
This is Dwayne Eddy.
Hi, this is Dick Dale.
Hey, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
Hey, everybody, it's Michael Bacon from the Bacon Brothers.
And I'm Kevin Bacon, also from the Bacon Brothers.
Hi, I'm Nicole from the Surfer Jets.
I'm John Stamos.
Hello, I'm Hank Hill from TV's King of the Hill.
You're listening to Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
With Jammin' James Riley.
Jammin' James Riley.
Our buddy, Jammin' James Riley.
With James Riley right here. Have mercy.
I tell you what...
single by the Manicuras called Blue Sunset, dedicated to the memory of Don Wilson of the Ventures, who originally did that in 1966. The Manicuras will be at the Southern Surf Stomp in Georgia on October the 8th. Southern Surf Stomp is on Instagram and Facebook for more information. Surfer Joe, Surf Zombies, Nuclear Juarez, the Jagaloons, and others will also be there. Also in the mix, the Astronauts from their 1963 Surfing with the Astronauts album and a cover of Big Boss Man. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It was a single in 1980 on Johnston Records. Yes, a label by Bruce Johnston. It was through CBS Records. Bruce was also the executive producer of this. The band was managed by Jerry Schilling, who has also been involved with the Beach Boys management, as well as part of the Memphis Mafia with Elvis. Lead vocals of the group on this single were by an artist who is also remembered by fronting a popular 60s band. More info and the song later. Up next, we begin our countdown of the top five favorite songs by the Monkees. You sent in so many great votes, and we're counting down the top five vote getters. This week, we'll hear number five, and later in the show, number four. And number five is a song written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Paul Revere and the Raiders first cut this, but it's best known as a Monkees tune. It was released in November 1966, also appeared on the More of the Monkees album. At number five, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
Number five.
Number five.
I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. When I first met your girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who's. I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
No, girl, not me.
I'm not your stepping stone.
No.
Not your stepping stone.
You must be joking.
Thank you.
We're having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard The Ventures covering the Monkees tune, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, written by Neil Diamond. Up next from their 1963 album, Wipeout, of course it's the Safaris, and their cover of Duane Eddy's Yep.
Hi, I'm Bob Berriel from the Safaris, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my good pal, Jammin' James Riley.
Down
that's new from Cayucas, Sayulita. Now they said, it's really about the idea of going somewhere in your mind. Even if you're not actually there, it takes you away for a while. We definitely understand that here on Catching a Wave because it's summer all year long here. Also, the Jangles with an appropriate song for this show, Monkey See, Monkey Do. Number four in our favorite song countdown by the Monkees is coming up later. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is still on the way. It's a single in 1980 on Johnston Records. Yes, a record label by Bruce Johnston. That was through CBS Records. Bruce was also the executive producer on this. The band was managed by Jerry Schilling, who's also been involved with the Beach Boys management, as well as part of the Memphis Mafia with Elvis. Lead vocals of the group were from an artist who is also remembered by fronting a popular 60s band, and that band was Herman's Hermits. The answer in the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1967 album, Wild Honey. It was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, and features Brian, Mike, and Carl on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with a thing or two. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
When I see my baby.
Hi, this is Peter from the Anderson Council, and you are catching a wave with our pal, Jammin' James Riley.
Oh, Marianne. Oh, Marianne. Oh, Marianne. Oh, Marianne. I dance with Linda. I dance with Jean. I dance with Cindy. Then I suddenly seen Marianne with the shaky hand. What they've done to a man, those shaky hands.
Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Anderson Council from the new compilation Jim Records Celebrates Pete Townsend and their cover of Mary Ann with the Shaky Hand. Up next, another new tune, Atomic Drag, and Now It's Dark.
Thank you. this is Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets. Keep it tuned here to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
The Beatles in a way that only they can, Los Straitjackets. I Feel Fine. Before that, Man or Astro Man from their Made from Technetium album, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary, by the way, and the tune Jonathan Winter's Frankenstein. Now, they've got some new music on the way. Can't wait to hear that. Time now to check in on that tsunami in the forecast.
Two girls for every
is a chance to play two in a row from an artist. This week, two songs involving Sean Young. You may know Sean from his rockabilly trio High Noon or his great solo stuff. He's also been involved with a couple of great surf bands. We've got a tune from his surf band The Thunder Chiefs from the 2010 album The Interstellar Sounds of the Thunder Chiefs, and the tune is Stratosphera. But starting us off is a Catch and a Wave premiere of a tune from an upcoming album on Swell Tune Records. It'll be available at the New England Shakeup, September 23rd through 25th. The album is called Sean Young Plays Surfing Guitar for Shut-Ins, a fun project he recorded during the pandemic. This is the tune Splashdown.
It's a Catch and a Wave exclusive premiere.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from noted surf guitarist Sean Young of the celebrated surfing combos, the Thunder Chiefs and the Anglers, definitely a legend in his own mind.
Hey kids, are you caught up in the surfing craze? Do you go crazy when you find an old astronaut's LP at the thrift store? Do you get excited when someone starts talking about Dewey Weber and Rich Feifeld? Or what about Greg Knoll and Jerry Cole? Well, Surf Nut, have I got some news for you. My buddy Jammin' James Riley's got a new show called Catch a Wave. It's all the greatest surfing music from all around the world, so tune in and dig it, because if you don't, well, you're just a Grammy.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out what our Jammin' James jukebox selection of the week is, so let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is a single in 1980 on Johnston Records. Yes, Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys fame. It's his record label. It was through CBS Records. Bruce was also the executive producer. The band was managed by Jerry Schilling. You may also know from his involvement with the Beach Boys management, as well as the Memphis Mafia from Elvis. Lead vocals of the group on this single were by an artist remembered by fronting a popular 60s band, Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon. The band was called The Tremblers, and this is that 1980 tune, Steady Eddie, on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
With the breeze in the trees, crazy moon shining.
said, why waste the night? And I held her tight. I got the old green light. It felt so right. I'm out of sight. And she said, steady Eddie, please cool down. Steady Eddie, stop messing around. It's our first date, so what's the big hurry? Steady Eddie, oh, steady Eddie. Well, I've got to admit that that look in her eyes made me want to quit. And then to my surprise, she moaned, please, 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 I must have touched the wire. Man, she caught on fire, we got higher and higher and higher. And she said, steady Eddie, you work too fast. Steady Eddie, you want luck to last. Give me more time to know you better. Steady Eddie, oh steady Eddie. The clock on the dash, ready quarter to two. We came up for air and we chugged a few. She said, is it real? I said, I got the proof. Then she touched the button and they went through the roof.
Number four in our top five favorite tunes as voted on by you, by the Monkees. It was written by John Stewart before he left the Kingston Trio. Originally recorded by the Monkees with Davy Jones on lead vocals, reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in December of 1967, stayed there for 4 weeks. At number four in our top five favorite songs by the Monkees countdown, this is Daydream Believer.
Number four.
Number four.
Yeah. Number four, you guys.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise. Wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream? Cheers!
Last train to Clarksville, that's The Shadows. Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more of our top five countdown of your favorite songs by the Monkees next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.